in the Midwest, the U.S. speed skating team is using an experimental performance-enhancing training tool to help prepare for the 2006 Winter Olympics in Turin, Italy. By day, team members train at camps at low altitude in Wisconsin, but at night, they go to sleep in rooms that try to simulate the altitude of the mountains of Utah, where the athletes normally live and train. Using so-called altitude rooms is within the rules right now, but international anti-doping authorities are looking into the practice. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Anna Panoka reports.
Many long-track speed skaters train in Salt Lake City and live even higher up at about 7,000 feet in Park City. It's become more common for elite athletes to live and train at high altitudes because it helps their bodies better utilize oxygen. But over the next year, the speed skaters will spend more time at the Pettit Olympic Training Facility in Milwaukee because it sits at a mere 600 feet above sea level. Altitude-wise, it's similar to the home of the next Winter Games, and the team's managers want the skaters to get used to gliding through thicker air at low altitude. However, coaches don't want the athletes' bodies to lose the extra red blood cells they've gained during their months at high altitude in Utah, so they brought the mountains to Milwaukee.
Effectively, we're at 7,500 feet right now. We're sitting in Park City, Utah.
Carl Foster is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse and the speed skating team's sports science director. He admits you don't see any mountains outside this dorm room, but the four air units by the door are scrubbing a certain level of oxygen out of the air to essentially transport a person up several thousand feet. The speed skaters will sleep here. Foster says it keeps their bodies from adapting to the lower altitude.
You could theoretically bring a lowlander and put him in here, but they'd have to stay probably 16 hours a day, and that's probably not practical. Because, you know, you don't want an athlete to be a virtual prisoner. That's not very attractive, even if it's legal. And so the only real thing you could do is slow down the loss of altitude adaptation.
The U.S. Olympic Committee and speed skating team paid $155,000 to create six altitude rooms at the Tommy Thompson Youth Center next door to the Pettit. Foster says the live high, train low training method is becoming more popular. It's believed to boost athletic performance anywhere from 1% to 5%. Larry Cutt is head of Colorado Altitude Training, the company that made the air units for the speed skaters' rooms. He sells to sports teams and athletes all over the world.
To the winners of the last six Ironman triathlon, Lance Armstrong is a customer of ours. And all of his competitors now are also customers of ours.
Cutt says altitude training is just like any other form of training, just with air. But Dick Pound, head of the World Anti-Doping Agency, says it's different. He's not calling the use of altitude rooms doping, but he thinks it's tacky.
If you live in the mountains, it happens naturally. If you live at sea level, it doesn't. I mean, it's pretty easy. And there will be people who can rationalize practically anything.
The agency is looking into the use of simulated altitude systems and is expected to adopt a policy on the practice next fall. Several types of blood doping designed to boost levels of red blood cells are illegal. Athletes cannot inject a hormone to do that, and they're prohibited from taking blood out of their system and transfusing it back in right before a competition. U.S. Olympic speed skater Jennifer Rodriguez says sleeping in an altitude-controlled room is nothing like that.
We're not injecting anything into our system. We're not taking any pills. We're not doing anything. We're just living at high altitude.
For most people, I think altitude is one of the few natural ways you can try and maximize what you got. You know, maximize the ability God gave you without changing any of your body chemistry.
Olympic bronze medal winner Joey Cheek says the altitude rooms may only make a tiny difference in a speed skater's performance, but that could mean a great deal.
Hundreds of a second here or there cost you medals and gold medals and placements, and the difference between winning a gold medal and no one ever knowing you skated is less than a tenth of a second.
Cheek sprinted into first place in this 500-meter race at the recent U.S. Long Track Speed Skating Championships at the Pettit Center. He won by 0.02 of a second. For NPR News, I'm Anna Panoka in Milwaukee.